Ready to start building your online business with a smart and supportive community? Sit back and enjoy talks from dropshippers to dropshippers, the AutoDS podcast series that brings expert dropshipping tips to you in the gym, on the bus, or just chilling at home. Our team of pros has been doing it for more than a decade, and we're going to be discussing some tried and tested methods with them in every single episode. So what are you waiting for? Let's talk dropshipping.
These are 10 different apps or websites that you can use to start making money from your phone today.
Just like that?
Just like that.
All of the different apps or the websites that I'm going to be talking about in this video are going to be accessible through your phone. So all of these different hustles, if you don't have a computer, you don't have to worry. You can get everything done directly on your mobile.
Just use your phone.
Now, let me start off by saying right off the bat that some of these apps or websites are going to make you a bit more money than others. Some of these might make you some pretty small amounts, but the good thing about those is the fact that you can pretty much do those whenever you want, and you can stack them with other apps. So even though you do get a small return, you're really not going to be putting too much time into it. So at the end of the day, once you actually do the math and you start figuring out how many different apps you can run at once and how much you can make per hour using X amount of apps, then you'll see that you can start to make some pretty decent returns. Most of the times, you can average out to about $20 per hour or more. And if done right in the right succession, and you're smart about these different apps, and you're actually pretty good at doing some of these different things, then you can be making anywhere upwards of even $500 per day. Now, if you want access to everything that I'm talking about in this video, including all of the different links, then make sure you comment down below, hashtag money apps, and let me know which one of these apps or websites or ways to make money online is your favorite. Once I see that you went ahead and did that, I'll reply back with a link to the sheet. Now let's get to it. Now, kicking things off, the first app that we're going to talk about is Piñata AI. Now, Piñata is an app that lets you make a little bit of extra cash back if you're renting wherever you're living. So if you're renting an apartment or if you're renting a house, Piñata AI can actually help you out with getting some cash back. Now, this is one of those apps that you can start using and you're not going to see insane amounts of returns immediately. This is one of those apps that you're going to start right now, and in the next few weeks, in the next few months, little by little, you're going to start making a little bit of extra money, whether that be cashback in the form of PayPal or cashback in the form of rewards or gift cards. Again, this isn't something that you're going to be making a massive amount from, but you are going to be making a couple of extra bucks that in the long run are going to help you out. It's extra income that you don't have, or it's some sort of payment that you can be using towards shopping at maybe Target or even the Apple Store. Piñata is accessible through both the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. Next up, you have Toloka. Now, Toloka rewards you for doing short online tasks. You can access Toloka through both the App Store along with the Google Play Store. And just as a quick example, these are a few things that you can expect. So just taking a look at one of the screenshots, you can see that you can make a couple bucks just by updating information for different organizations. So a company could be paying you to update their information on, let's say, Google or Google Business. You can also label typos, pretty much proofreading somebody's work. Now, the best thing about this, if you're labeling typos or if you're proofreading, one super easy shortcut is to just simply use ChatGPT. You can use ChatGPT to proofread pretty much anything and point out any typos. You also have simple photo moderation where you can gain access to a certain library of photos and just make sure that all of the images there are relevant to the topic. And as you can see, there's a bit more. And when it comes to getting paid, they have a few different ways that you can actually receive your funds. For one, you can get paid with PayPal, Payoneer, an app called Paparo, which I actually have never heard of. And same thing for Kiwi. I've never heard of that one either. But if that's something that you've used, something that you do use, or something that's widely used in your country, then Toloka could be something that you want to check out. Next up, you have not just one, but multiple apps. So what I mean is different kinds of survey apps. Now, survey apps is the perfect example to what I was saying earlier, where with one app or even two or three, you're not going to be making too much money. Of course, it's not going to be taking a lot of your time. At most, you're going to be spending maybe 1 or 2 minutes per survey. But if you group together a bunch of these different apps, some of which being Gopinion, Surveys and Gift Cards, you also have Survey Party, Survey Pop, and Eureka Earn Money for Surveys, just to name a few. If you start putting all of these together and you start using all of the different apps, completing a few different surveys in each app every single day, you can start to make a couple of extra bucks. I have read about a lot of cases and I've talked to a few different people that have said when it comes to surveys, yes, there's not an insane amount of money in there, but if you can manage to get 21 surveys that you complete in 1 to 2 minutes, then you can be making easily upwards of $20 per hour. Next up, you have delivery apps. Now, when it comes to this, it is a bit more active than your typical passive income source, like some of the other ones that I'm talking about, but you do get paid a little bit more. And when I'm talking about delivery apps, I'm talking about apps like Uber Eats. Back then, Postmates, while in the US, Postmates isn't around anymore, it is around in certain parts of the world. There's also Instacart, where you deliver groceries rather than food, and a few others. So if, let's say, Uber Eats isn't available in your country, I'm pretty sure you can easily just Google the equivalent to it, and you're going to be prompted with a ton of different services. services. Obviously, though, as you can tell, this one is going to take a bit more time and a lot more effort than some of the other options on here, but the returns are going to be better. Next up, we have the YouTube and YouTube Studio app. Now, while these necessarily can't make you money by themselves, these, in conjunction with a few other apps, can. Let me explain. So when it comes to making money from YouTube, one of your best and easiest ways of actually getting that started is by monetizing your channel. Of course, that is no easy feat, but right now it's actually easier than it's ever been. On top of that, if you don't like being in front of a camera like I'm doing right now, you can actually start a faceless YouTube channel. Now, there are a few different ways to do this, and the best thing is you can do everything right from your phone. So to start, one of the most powerful editing tools that you can use currently for completely free, of course it does have a few premium options, but all of the basics that you need are totally free, is CapCut. Now you can use CapCut either directly on the PC or you can download the app to your phone. Now CapCut makes it super easy to edit your videos, to cut them, to splice them, add different effects, and is overall a very powerful and easy to use editing tool. And again, best part is you can use it for completely free. Now that's the editing app that you can use. Now of course, if you have a phone, more than likely you have a smartphone and it has a pretty high def camera. Most smartphones nowadays all can record at a minimum of 1080p. So you can easily shoot your video with your phone and edit it using CapCut. From there, you can use YouTube to upload it to your channel and then use YouTube Studio to make any necessary adjustments, such as the title, tags, and description. Now, if you don't want to star in the videos, if you don't want to be talking in front of the camera, then there's an easy solution to that. For one, you can use a service like Pexels and download completely free, royalty-free videos and images. So all of these different videos are totally free for you to use. You can use them without having to attribute any author and without any copyright issues. So simply look for relevant videos or relevant images to whatever topic you're covering in your YouTube video and simply add them using CapCut. Now, if you want to add a voiceover, that is again super easy. You can simply just use your phone's microphone. Microphones on cell phones these days are extremely high quality, so you're not going to have an issue when it comes to that. Now, if you don't even want to go ahead and do that because that's just too much work, or you don't want to do the voiceover because, I don't know, you don't like how you sound, or it's hard for you to dictate certain things, maybe say certain sentences, you know, something that's optimal as a voiceover, then what you can do is just use AI. For one, you can use a voiceover AI where you just type in the script and it'll read everything out to you, or you can use a video creation AI, something like a text to video. One example being InVideo AI. Here, it's super easy to use. All you do is input the text of what you want your video to be a little bit specific, and it's going to give you a few different options that are super easy to edit and optimize. Of course, this way it might take a little bit longer to gain an audience, but realistically speaking, you're going to be able to pump out videos left and right. If you're using AI to make videos, you're going to be able to make a lot of videos in a very short amount of time. From there, all you really have to do is get your 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours in 1 year, and you can officially monetize your channel.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Now, the best thing about having a monetized YouTube channel is the fact that one day out of the blue, any video that you've released so far can go viral.
This video is going viral.
The YouTube algorithm works in some pretty mysterious ways, and I've had videos that go viral after 2 or 3 months of having pretty much no activity. It's crazy how it works. Another thing that you can do that's actually super easy is simply make videos on YouTube based off of what you're already doing. So I used to work IT, fixing computers, and one of my coworkers at the time had a genius idea of just setting up their phone on top of wherever it was that they're fixing their computer, and they would just fix it. They would just record themselves fixing it. There was no voiceover. There was absolutely no explanation. All there was a quiet video of somebody taking apart a computer and putting it back. That's it. He gained a massive following. I think he gained about 50,000 subscribers in less than a year. He was able to get monetized really quick. Then eventually he started adding some voiceovers, and then his videos started doing even better. It's crazy the amount of opportunity that you have on a platform like YouTube. Now, speaking of YouTube videos and making content, another way you can make money is by using Fiverr. For Fiverr, you can log in through the web, or you can simply download the app to your iPhone or your Android. From there, you can offer pretty much any service that you can. But in this case, in particular, we're talking about UGC and voiceovers. So you can offer a voiceover service or a UGC service. Voiceovers really would just be people reaching out to you and asking you to read a script and just paying you for an MP3 file of your voice. Whereas with UGC, people are going to be paying you to make a video of yourself. So they'll give you a script or they'll give you a product, and you just film a video of yourself either talking about something or using something, and then you get paid. Up next, we have AutoDS. Now, while AutoDS isn't necessarily an app, it functions just like one whenever you go to the mobile website. Aside from that, AutoDS can be used on both your phone as well as a PC. Now with AutoDS, you're able to facilitate and automate your entire dropshipping store. Whether you're selling on eBay, Amazon, Wix, WooCommerce, Shopify, or even Facebook Marketplace or Facebook Shops, AutoDS will automate the entire process. On top of that, you have access to hundreds of thousands of different winning products, all of which are proven bestsellers and are currently trending. These are all handpicked by expert dropshippers with years of experience in the industry. Importing these products to your store is also extremely easy. All you have to do is simply click on import draft whenever you find a product that you like. Then it'll be updated in your draft section where you can make it go live on your store in seconds. Of course, whenever somebody places an order in your store, AutoDS will take care of that as well. It'll place the order for you from your supplier and even update your customer with their tracking number once it ships. Now, like I mentioned before, AutoDS is accessible through both the web and your phone, both versions of which are extremely easy to use and very friendly to navigate. If you do want to start AutoDS and check us out right now, you can start your trial period for just $1. Next up, we have Etsy. Now, Etsy you can use to sell digital products. Whenever you're selling digital products on Etsy, you can use a bunch of different online resources to come up with those products as well. For one, you can sell live images or photographs that you source from Pexels. You can either take them just the way they are like this and sell them, or you can make any adjustments, you can edit them a little bit, whatever it is you want to do. Aside from that, if you know how to design, if you know how to draw, if you're one of those people that like to draw on their phones or their tablets, then you can sell that artwork as well. You can sell all of those as digital designs. Not only that, but if you like making templates for, let's say, weekly planners, monthly planners, cookbooks, to-do lists, whatever it may be, even coming up with different designs, you can make all of those different designs using Canva. Canva makes it super easy to create different designs and create templates, all of which you can download high-res images and sell them digitally on a platform like Etsy. The Etsy selling app can be accessed through both Google Play, the Apple App Store, and through any web browser. Next up, you have selling apps. Now, there are a bunch of different selling apps that you can sell pretty much anything that you want. You can either sell stuff from a supplier and start dropshipping, or you can go to any thrift shop, maybe a garage sale, pick up some things, and sell them on these different apps or websites. Aside from that, you can clear out whatever you have in your house that you're not using anymore and sell that. So a few different apps for you to sell your stuff at. For one is Mercari. Mercari, I use all the time to sell a little bit of everything. On Mercari, you can find tons of different items in practically any category. The only thing is that they do require you to ship your items within 3 days. So if you're dropshipping, it might not be ideal, but if you have a lot of junk in your house or stuff that you've collected over the years, this is a perfect website to start selling all that stuff on. Aside from that, you have the infamous eBay. You can pretty much sell absolutely anything on eBay. You can also use local neighborhood apps such as Nextdoor. Nextdoor detects your location and it targets the people around your area. And you also have sites or apps like OfferUp, where similar to Mercari and eBay, you can list whatever you need and have it sold. Next up, you have one of my favorite extensions. This I've actually been using for quite a few years, and I've been using their Chrome extension. But recently, they just came out with an app that you can download on both iPhone and Androids. And I'm talking about Honey. Now, Honey is an amazing app. When I say that, I really mean it, because it really has helped me save a lot of money, and I've made some money too. So what Honey is pretty much just a coupon app. So whenever you go to check out in any website, this little extension will pop up and you're able to apply any applicable discounts. Honey will search the web for any discounts that users have submitted that have worked in the past and some that haven't, to just see if they work for your order. I've saved tons of money on a bunch of random websites that I didn't even know had coupons. Aside from that, if you refer somebody and they click on your link and they use the extension or the app for the first time, you also get rewarded. I think it's about $5 per person that actually uses the app. And honestly, the best part about the entire thing is that it's completely free. You don't have to pay for absolutely anything, and neither do the people that sign up under your name.
How did I not know this?
Using Honey, you can redeem your rewards either in the form of gift cards or simply by transferring through PayPal. And last but not least, one of the more lucrative ways to actually start making money using a few different apps is by recommending or referring people to investment apps. So there's tons of different apps out there that help you invest your money. There's Robinhood, Webull, there's different crypto apps, crypto wallets, all of which have some sort of referral program. Typically speaking, let's say you invite somebody to Webull or Robinhood, you're going to invite them using your link. When they sign up, most of the times they are going to have a minimum deposit, but once they do make that deposit, then you're going to get a few free stocks. Now, if you keep repeating this process and having multiple people sign up, you're going to gain a collection of a few different stocks, in which case you have two different options. One, you can keep them there and see if they grow. Or two, you can just cash out and sell everything. And then whatever money you get from those different stocks, you can just transfer to your bank account. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but I actually gave you 11 different ways, apps, or websites that you can use to start making money right now. I threw in an extra bonus in there for you, so hopefully you enjoyed that. And if you did, please make sure you smash that like button and make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future videos. Now remember, if you want access to the cheat sheet with all of the different links for the apps and websites that I talked about in this video, make sure you comment down below, hashtag money apps, and let me know which one was your favorite. Once I see that you went ahead and did that, I'll reply back with a link to the sheet. Huge thank you to everyone for watching once again. My name is Mario with AutoDS, and I'll catch y'all next time.